Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're focusing on the fugue. We'll hear fugues by composers from Bach to Bright to Weinberger. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. First, here's a quick review of your 18th century counterpoint. A fugue is a contrapuntal piece of music where a short musical idea, called the subject, is introduced in one part and then gradually taken up by all of the other parts. The composer most associated with the fugue is Johann Sebastian Bach. We're about to hear his Toccata, Adagio, and Fugue in C major, BWV 564, which was originally written for the organ. This version was arranged for concert band by John Painter, who spent many summers at Interlaken, where, according to his wife Marietta, he spent most of his time arranging and composing instead of, quote, at school. Here's Johann Sebastian Bach's Toccata, Adagio, and Fugue in C major, BWV 564, arranged by John Painter. It's performed by the World Youth Symphonic Band, conducted by Frank Wicks, in July of 2004.
Thank you.
Johann Sebastian Bach's Toccata, Adagio, and Fugue in C major, BWV 564, arranged by John Painter and performed by the World Youth Symphonic Band in July of 2004. The conductor there was Frank Wicks. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today on the program, it's a focus on fugues. J.S. Bach often paired his fugues with preludes, fantasias, or passacaglias. The Passacaglia and Fugue in C minor, BWV 582, is another work that Bach wrote for the organ, but that we'll hear performed in an arrangement for band. Leonard Falcone, the arranger of this version, taught at Interlaken since the first days of the camp in 1928. Leonard Falcone, not to be mistaken for his brother and fellow musician Nicholas Falcone, was also director of bands and professor of tuba and euphonium at Michigan State University for 40 years. Here's Falcone's arrangement of the Passacaglia and Fugue in C minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Band. Frederick Fennell conducted the ensemble in the Jesse V. Stone Building in January of 1970.
Thank you.
The Passacaglia and Fugue in C minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, arranged by Leonard Falcone and performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Band. Frederick Fennell conducted that performance from January of 1970. This is the Interlaken Collection, and today we're listening to a show about the fugue. The fugue originated in the 18th century, but it has remained an important part of music composition well into the present day. During the 1950s, composer Alan Hovhaannis refined his compositional style and ended up throwing out many of his early works. But his Psalm and Fugue for String Orchestra from 1941 made the cut, and it was eventually published in 1958. Here's the Psalm and Fugue by Alan Hovhaannis, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra under the direction of David Holland in November of 1987.
Thank you.
a November 1987 performance by the Interlaken Arts Academy String Orchestra under the direction of David Holland. They played the Psalm and Fugue by Alan Hovhaness. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Paul Hindemith wrote operas, concertos, chamber music, and many sonatas for solo instruments, but he wrote only one piece for concert band, the Symphony in B-flat. The third movement of this piece is a fugue, and it was definitely not Hindemith's first foray into this kind of contrapuntal writing. His 1942 piano work Ludus Tonalis, for example, includes 12 fugues written in the style of J.S. Bach. The Interlaken Arts Academy Band is performing the third movement, the fugue, from the Symphony in B-flat for concert band by Paul Hindemith, under the direction of Byron Hansen in May of 1969.
Thank you.
the third movement, The Fugue, from the Symphony in B-flat for concert band by Paul Hindemith, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Band under the direction of Byron Hansen in May of 1969. That performance took place in the Jesse V. Stone Building. American composer Houston Bright mostly composed music for choral ensembles, but he also earned a place in the wind and orchestra repertoires through his skill in orchestration. In 1976, the National Association for Music Education, formerly the Music Educators National Conference, compiled a list of significant American composers and their works, and they included two of Houston Bright's band pieces, beside music by Copland, Gershwin, and Sousa. One of those pieces was the Prelude and Fugue in F minor, written in 1958. Here's Houston Bright's Prelude and Fugue in F minor, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Band, conducted by Byron Hansen in May of 1970.
Thank you.
Justin Bright's Prelude and Fugue in F minor, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Band and conducted by Byron Hansen in May of 1970. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. On today's program, we're focusing on fugues. After he retired as director of bands at Northwestern University in 1953, Glenn Cliff Bainham, also known as Rusty, spent his summers as a guest conductor at Interlaken's National Music Camp. Throughout his career, Bainham arranged and transcribed many pieces for band, including this polka and fugue we're about to hear. It comes from the 1926 opera Schwanda the Bagpiper by Jaromir Weinberger. Weinberger used a good amount of Czech folk music in the opera, but he also used other compositional styles, like the fugue. Here's the Polka and Fugue by Schwanda the Bagpiper by Jaromir Weinberger and arranged by Glenn Cliff, Rusty, Bainham. The National Music Camp's High School Band performs, conducted by George C. Wilson in July of 1955 in the Interlaken Bowl.
Thank you.
A performance from July of 1955. George C. Wilson conducting the high school band in the Interlaken Bowl. They performed the Polka and Fugue from Jaromir Weinberger's Schwanda the Bagpiper, an arrangement by Glenn Cliff, Rusty Bainham. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.